This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This is a commentary about food companies, medical researchers, and a prestigious medical journal. It is not an unusual story in that it involves an attempt by an industry to sway public opinion by hiring supposedly independent scientists to conduct a study that ends up showing some benefit to the industry. You've heard it many times before. Scientists hired to convince the public that cigarette smoking is not dangerous, to convince us that e-cigarettes are safe, to convince us that global warming is a fake, to convince us that diabetes is not caused by obesity, and the list goes on. Well, the most recent chapter in this book of Science in the Interest of Industry at the Expense of the Public is a study published by the Annals of Internal Medicine. This is a journal that is not naive to the politics of money and influence in medicine. The Annals has been the subject of a serious pharmaceutical boycott of their journal that followed their publishing a paper criticizing the influence and accuracy of pharmaceutical promotion. So what happened this time? Well, the study published in the Annals is a broad attack on the medical and public health community science that urges us all to eat less sugar and starch. While it is always healthy to challenge the status quo, it is not healthy when this is done by those with an agenda. The study was funded by companies like Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper Snapple, Hershey's Chocolate, Kraft Foods, McDonald's, and General Mills. The science of the public paper is itself questionable, and it is a clear attempt to influence public debate by calling into question the role of junk food and sugar-containing drinks in the cause of diabetes, obesity, and other diseases. According to JAMA and researchers at UCSF, funding for this type of fake science started decades ago as Coca-Cola and other companies and the Sugar Research Foundation hired scientists to discredit the overwhelming body of evidence linking sugar consumption to illness. This newest study is classic, an example of industry money being paid to a fringe group of scientists to knock out credible science just at the moment that policymakers around the country are moving to limit sugar consumption through taxes and community education. Frankly, I can't understand how the Annals Journal editor decided to publish the paper. She knows better. Apparently, she said she didn't even look at the sponsor. Well, the first thing I teach my medical students about how to read a research paper is to look at the sponsor. The very first thing. If there's an obvious conflict of interest, skip the paper. It isn't worth reading. Had she taken that advice, we would all be in a better position. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.